Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the darling today of the government reports was the corn market. And going into the report, traders were selling the corn, making new monthly lows from the month of December. And, of course, once the numbers came out, we were pleasantly surprised. The corn yield came out basically lower than what the trade was expecting at 158.8 bushel to the acre. That was a real nice surprise. In some ways, yes, and in some ways, no, it didn't surprise me in a way that the yield had come out like that because, of course, I'm in the area where there was a lot of prevent plant. But in the meantime, still, there were very few that expected that yield to come out lowered and on more acres. In the meantime, I think that the production number came in about 141 million bushels less than what trade was expecting, also because of the drop in the yield and the good usage. Now, December 1st stocks is also lower than what everybody was expecting. And that's because I think our feed usage was awfully good and residual would be higher than normal, mainly because of the late harvest that we had. The world-ending stocks coming in down nearly 3 million metric tons under the trade guess. That was pretty friendly, too, but with less corn in the U.S. and knowing that they reduced production 10% at least in Argentina and Brazil, that has to account for something, so the USDA certainly showing some changes there. And in the beans, of course, not as friendly on beans. Ending stocks for the U.S., basically about in line with what it was last month, but higher than what the trade guessed by about a bushel. And so no change, actually, in the ending stocks. And world-ending stocks did come in a little bit higher, 800 million metric tons, higher than the trade guess. And we also have to note that would be expected to some degree with the increases in Brazil and Argentina that we're seeing. The question remains, will Brazil plant the Safrinha crop, the second crop of corn that they have in the past? There is some question as to just how much of that crop is going to go in this year, because it's just not profitable. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.